strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Now, this wasn't a setup with this rejoiner song. Luke Lipinski's joining me. Do you even have any idea what this song is?
Is this Heart?
Yes. Yeah. Crazy on You.
Oh. So the rejoin said, like, I have to have, like, smart, informed opinions and stuff. That was not told to me before I walked in here.
Luke Lipinski joins us from the Luke and Wolf show, or Wolf and Luke show. Have you guys fought over the name? Who gets first billing yet?
Wolf gets the first.
Of course, yeah, he does. Let's talk a little bit about sports. I want to start with the Cardinals, but then I want to move, because you're such a hockey guy. I talked to Shane Doan yesterday. I love Shane. So
great guy.
We'll get to that in a minute. But he actually invited me to come watch a game with him.
You should do it.
Are you kidding?
If you've never watched a hockey game with Shane Doan, it's an experience, yes. Well,
and that's the thing, is that who in the world gets to watch a hockey game with Shane Doan?
Apparently Mike Broomhead.
I don't think he meant it, but he said it.
I don't know. Doaner always means it. If he says something, he means it usually.
Let's start with the Cardinals. Big shift today with a trade for a tight end, and not just a tight end, but a really good tight end.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You watch the start of the season, Max Williams, who they had in there, was just kind of like, hey, this guy can block, and he's a good blocker, and that's great. But as a fan, as a casual fan, you maybe don't notice, hey, great blocking tight end. He became such an important safety outlet for Kyler Murray in the first five games that I think they were kind of forced to look around and say, we have to replace him now that he's here. We have to get somebody who can catch.
I was at the game when he got injured, and I'm on the home side of the field. You could see it when it happened. I mean, that's how...
Yeah.
That's how bad that injury looked. But they got a tight end. They're going into Cleveland, not just dinged up, but the COVID stuff and everything else, playing against a really good team. Even though Cleveland's 3-2, Cleveland has been in those games and could have won. They could be 5-0.
Yeah.
So this is a very good football team. What's the outlook, you know, for the Cardinals?
The injuries make it really cloudy because Cleveland, like you said, could be 5-0. The two losses were to the Chargers and Chiefs, who are two pretty good teams. They like to win with their running backs. They have two really good running backs, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. They're both hurt. The Cardinals have a bunch of guys hurt on the defensive side of the football. So it's really, you would almost go into this game, Cleveland's favored. I don't understand that. If you just set aside the injuries, you'd almost go in and say Cleveland wants to run, the Cardinals want to pass, but that may not be as easy for either team with all the injuries.
Well, Kyler Murray's got an injury to his throwing arm.
Yeah.
So that means they're going to be a lot, I'm just guessing, that they're not going to be worried about the deep ball as much.
Yeah, that's where this gets tough, because the way to beat Cleveland is to throw on them early, which the Cardinals should be able to do, build a lead and take them out of their running game. But you're right, with the busted, and look, he threw the game-winning touchdown with that injury, so I don't know quite how bad it is, but everybody looks at last season, they're like, well, when he was hurt last year, the Cardinals were terrible. So you're right, there's probably some hesitancy there, but that kind of plays into Cleveland's hands.
And the defense for the Cardinals, much improved this year. They've been playing very, very well. The one thing that where I've watched from a casual observer, I mean, as a high school football coach, the young linebackers are showing their youth in a way. They just seem to be a half a step behind sometimes. And with great running backs, that's all you need is a half a step. And they're all the way into the secondary. So I don't know how much that plays a role. But if they can step up, maybe they can fill that gap with those injuries to Cleveland.
Yeah, Isaiah Simmons has been a lot better in year two. But Zaven Collins, it's only fair. He looks like a rookie at times.
I don't know. I was talking with Vinny about this, but I don't know if you guys have talked about it on the show. Week home opener for the Cardinals against the Vikings, and then a division rival in the San Francisco 49ers, and it was almost a 50-50 crowd. I'm a season ticket holder, and I wasn't angry at the Vikings game. I was shocked. I thought, man, who gives up their game one seats, the home opener?
Yeah.
But a division rival and a hated team with an undefeated home team, and you're a 50-50 crowd.
Yeah, especially after fans really couldn't go to the games last year, and the Cardinals are the only undefeated team in football. You know,
and it's not a fluke. They're a good team.
Yeah. No, they're legit. It's a fine line to walk, right? Because I don't want to come on here and be like, you got to spend your money this way. But I think the trade-off is you can't then complain that people say, oh, Arizona's kind of a transplant town with the fans are kind of all over the place. Just, if that's the way it has to be, that's the way it has to be, and that's fine.
I understand, because the big thing with the Cardinals when they were at Sun Devil Stadium for all those years was they don't put a winner on the field. Mm-hmm. They don't pay their first-round draft picks. They don't have a big coaching staff. They don't have any a depth chart, and they don't win games, so why would anybody go? And they said, if you build us a stadium, we'll will get you a winner. And they did it. This is a fun team to watch. They are year in and year out. And Kyler Murray is electric. If this doesn't get butts in seats, I don't know what does.
I think the combination of winning, and like you said, the Cardinals are probably the most entertaining team in football to watch. I do think we're going to see the crowds get more back to really where they were even pre-pandemic. It was mostly Cardinals fans at those home games. There's always going to be some transplants because it's Phoenix and there's a lot of people from out of town. But I think it'll get better.
All right, so they got Cleveland this week. Mm-hmm. Then next week it's Houston. Now, Houston's not going to travel well.
Mm-mm.
So you're going to see a lot of Cardinal fans.
I'm surprised their team travels at this point.
But then it's Thursday night football against Green Bay.
Yeah.
If that stadium on a Thursday night is green and yellow on national television and the only game that's on, that's an embarrassment. I'm sorry. That's an embarrassment with a team as good as the Cardinals.
And nobody travels better than Packers fans.
No.
And it's very obvious when they are all wearing green in your red stadium. So, yeah, that's a real concern, I would think.
Yeah,
for the
because
team.
You could see it on television with the 49ers and the red kind of blended in. It was a little different sometimes, but it blended in. That's not going to blend in. When Kyler Murray can't get the crowd to be quiet, if that happens, it's going to be an embarrassment. To me, that's embarrassing.
We'll have to say it's just pre-decorating for Christmas with the red and green.
Right, that's what it'll be. So, but do you guys, is that something you guys discuss? What is, you know, you and Wolf, because Wolf being such a big Cardinals guy, that's got to be tough for players. It's not demoralizing, but it's got to really be bad to go into your stadium undefeated and look around and not see the support of the community.
Yeah, I think surprising, like you said earlier, was probably the best word so far. And I want to see if it changes now over the course of the season as people realize, hey, it's the only undefeated team, and maybe they have an MVP at quarterback. But especially the Minnesota game, that was a little surprising.
So let me ask you real quickly about the Coyotes. I talked to Shane Doan. He says he's got a team of young players. They're going to play very hard this year. They got blown out last night in the season opener. Now, they've been playing pretty good in preseason, but we all know preseason's the same in every league.
Yeah.
What do you make of this team?
I think they're doing it the right way now, finally, where they have a plan where they're going to try and not just get into the playoffs in a year or two, but like once they're there, be legit competitors and contenders. And Bill Armstrong, the GM, was part of the build in St. Louis a few years ago that resulted in the Stanley Cup. So I think it is a legitimate rebuild. They have a ton of picks in this upcoming draft, which is one of the best drafts in the last 20 years. But you're also going to have nights like you had last night.
Do you think that part of the rebuild mentality is this year realizing that they're not going to be in this building much longer and that they're building toward having a big team and a chance and a big push in a new building?
I think they coincide. I don't think that was necessarily intentional. I think Bill Armstrong got in here, about a year ago, and it was right in the middle of all the pandemic stuff, so he couldn't really put his fingerprints on the team. This is how he likes to rebuild, is through the draft.
And if you're right about that, I think that's nobody will remember the bad years. If you think Jimmy Johnson came in to coach the Cowboys and dismantled that entire team and they were terrible, nobody remembers that. They remember the Troy Aikman, they remember Deion Sanders, they remember those guys winning Super Bowls. They don't remember the bad years that got him there once you get there, but you got to get there.
Yeah, you don't, being in the middle, that's kind of the worst ultimately, right? Like you want to, if you have to bottom out a little bit to ultimately get great, that's the way to, you just don't want to go through life even in like a mediocre position, and that's where the Coyotes didn't want to be.
So when you because you covered hockey for so long, for my own, because I want to know, who you picking this year? Who's going to the Stanley Cup?
It would feel stupid to not pick Tampa. They've won the last two. I really like Colorado. I thought they would go deeper last year. Now they have a goalie. They have Darcy Kuemper, the former Coyote. So Colorado's dangerous. Those are two of the most dangerous teams.
Yep. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in, as
always.
Always,
man. Always.
And I look forward to talking to you again. And congratulations. I'm glad you're doing the show with Wolf now. You sound great.
Cool.
A lot of people don't know that you and I used to do weekends together.
Yeah, I used to run the board for you when I first did this. Yeah.
When I was doing weekends, I didn't know what I was doing. You didn't know what you were doing.
No, I did not.
We still don't. We got better jobs.
But nobody realizes
it. Nobody realizes it. Thanks, Luke. I appreciate
that.
Luke,
man.
Lipinski.